Hello and welcome. If crypto taxes stress you out, take a breath. I've got you. Today, we're getting practical, clear, and strategic. Start with mindset. In the US, crypto is taxed as property, not currency. That means three pillars: disposition, basis, and income versus capital. Think like an investor. When did you dispose? What's your cost basis? And is what you received income or a capital asset? Current guidance you should know: staking, mining, many airdrops. Ordinary income when you control the tokens. That value becomes basis. Crypto broker reporting is expanding. Expect more 1099s. The digital assets question on Form 1040 is a real signal. Report accurately. Big rookie mistake. It's only taxes when I cash out to dollars. Not true, because crypto is property. Crypto to crypto swaps are dispositions. ETH to SOL? You sold ETH, bought SOL. Gain or loss on ETH right there. Spending crypto is a disposition. Coffee with BTC? Gain or loss versus basis. Rewards are ordinary income at receipt. Later sales create capital gains losses from that income-based basis. Two-step story. Next pitfall, basis continuity. Moving from an exchange to your wallet isn't taxable, but if you can't prove basis and holding period later, you can get stuck with defaults like FIFO that often increase taxes. Missing records are a silent tax multiplier. Income classification matters. Consistent. Profit-motivated mining slash staking may be a business, self-employment tax, but deductions like electricity, equipment, hosting, fees. Casual? Likely other income. Pick correctly and document. Quick gut check. Think about your last five crypto transactions. Which were taxable dispositions and which were non-taxable transfers? If you can't tell, you're either overpaying or taking risk. Let's get practical. Step 1. Build your crypto tax blueprint, your activity map. Put every move into four buckets. 1. Capital assets, buys, sells, swaps, spending, capital gains, losses. 2. Ordinary income, staking, mining, referral bonuses, interest like yield, airdrops, taxed at receipt when you control them. 3. Non-taxable movements, transfers between wallets you control. No tax, but basis and holding period carry forward. 4. Business versus personal. Are you operating with continuity and profit motive? If yes, you might be a business with different filing and deductions. Open a simple spreadsheet with these four columns. Categorize last month. It's clarifying and shows where your records need work. Step 2, the disposition rule. Before every transaction, ask, am I giving up control of this asset to someone else? If yes, likely taxable. Selling for dollars, swapping coins, paying bills in crypto equals dispositions. Receiving staking mining rewards equals ordinary income at fair market value upon control. Buying, holding, and transfers within your control equals non-taxable but preserve basis. Pro tip, create a 5-second checklist on your phone. Am I disposing or just moving? If disposing, which tax lot am I selling? If moving, how will I preserve basis? Step 3, choose your tax lot method now and document it. Specific identification, spec ID, is best if you can pinpoint units sold, date acquired, cost, TXIDs, wallet records. It lets you sell higher basis lots first to reduce gains or harvest losses. If you can't spec ID, default is generally FIFO. Simple, not always optimal. Pick a method, be consistent, keep proof. Don't wait until April. Timing matters. Hold greater than 12 months for long-term capital gains rates, often 0, 15%, or 20%. Less than 12 months is short-term at ordinary rates. Your holding period is a lever. Documentation wins audits. For every asset, capture, acquisition, date, time, cost and fees, source, exchange wallet, and TXIDs. Transfers with memos like from Coinbase, acquired 312, basis $2,500, 0.1 BTC. monthly reconciliations, and exported CSVs. The better you tie incoming lots to outgoing lots, the more freedom you have to use Spec ID, and the less likely you default to FIFO. Income items, concretely. Staking, mining, most airdrops. Ordinary income at receipt when you control it. That value becomes basis. Running as a business? Track gross income and expenses. Account for self-employment tax. Hobbyist? Typically other income, fewer deductions. Choose your lane and document. Spending is sneaky. If you bought a token for $200 and later use it to buy a $250 item, you likely have a $50 capital gain. If you want fewer small taxable events, consider using fiat for routine spending and reserving crypto dispositions for planned moves. Tools? Use software after your plan is clear. Pick one that imports exchanges and wallets, lets you tag transfers as non-taxable, supports Spec ID, exports reports with TXIDs, timestamps, and basis details. Then test a few transactions to ensure the software matches reality. DeFi adds twists, wrapping, LPs, bridges. Treat each step as transfer or disposition. New token or loss of control? Likely a disposition. Wrapping you can unwrap with no ownership change? Often non-taxable, but maintain basis continuity. Label everything and save TXIDs, forns, and signals. Expect more standardized broker reporting for digital assets. Good data, but don't rely solely on forms. They won't capture self-custody and DeFi fully. Answer the digital assets question on your tax return accurately. It matters. Year-round playbook. 1. Build your four-bucket activity map. Categorize last month. 2. Choose your tax lot method, ideally Spec ID, and write how you'll document lots. 3. Use the 5-second disposition checklist before every transaction. 4. Label wallets consistently across tools and exchanges. 5. Monthly, export activity, tag transfers, reconcile balances. 6. Track income events on the day. Snapshot USD value, save price source, record TXID. 7. If you're a business, keep a simple P&L. Income. Electricity, hardware, hosting, software, fees. 8. Watch timing. Near the one-year mark, consider waiting for long-term rates. 9. Plan cash for taxes. If you earn tokens, set aside fiat or stables for quarterlies. 10. Pick software last. Implement your system. Don't let tools define it. The punchline? People who pay the least legal amount aren't magicians. They master the basics. They know what is and isn't a disposition. They treat basis like gold. They choose lot methods intentionally, and they review monthly, not once a year. Quick mental drill. Think of one transaction you plan this week. Swap, stake, sell, or spend. Is it a disposition? If yes, which lot will you sell? If no, how will you carry basis forward and prove it later? That 5-second pause is the habit that changes your tax life. All right, that's your practical starter kit for crypto taxes. Keep it simple. Keep it documented. Keep it year-round. And remember, this is education, not personal tax advice. Run edge cases by a qualified pro. Thanks for listening. Here's to turning crypto tax chaos into a clean, repeatable system you trust.